Well, nearly every week, at least one person who's taking a so-called statin patent medicine to, quote, lower cholesterol, unquote, and another patent medicine to, quote, control blood pressure, unquote, will check in to consult a Tomic physician. More often than not, that person, whether a man or a woman, is burdened with a bit more fat than he or she would like. Most of the time, that individual has not been told that with the high cholesterol and the high blood pressure and a little bit overweight, or maybe a lot, has not been told that he or she will almost certainly have type 2 diabetes within a few years. They've not been told that the patented statin and the patented antihypertensive drug has absolutely no chance to prevent type 2 diabetes. And that, in fact, they've been put on a statin, even though good old WebMD says, quote, statins can lead to weight gain, raise blood sugar levels, and can increase the chances of type 2 diabetes. Good grief. If you've got high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and you're overweight, you're already on the road to type 2 diabetes. And yeah, now you want to take a patent medication. Of course, you don't want to, but your doctor wants you to lower your cholesterol, which will worsen your chance of type 2 diabetes. Oy! Some people would call that malpractice. But even worse, it's not ever been explained to any of these statin and antihypertensive pill-swallowing individuals that one very large proportion of the real causes of both high cholesterol and high blood pressure occurring at the same time is an overly active insulin signal. And that overly active insulin signal is going to accompany them right into type 2 diabetes sooner or later. Yes, the entire picture, the high cholesterol, the high blood pressure, the weight gain, especially around the middle, is caused by that overly active insulin signal and can all be reversed. I'll repeat that. It can all be reversed. Yes, all, the high cholesterol, the high blood pressure, the weight gain, by the same natural program. A specific diet plan specific to that individual, a very particular form of exercise, and very individualized supplementation. So it's not the exact same program, it's a general program fitted to the individual, which gradually controls that overly active insulin signal. Type 2 diabetes never need happen. If we control that overly active insulin signal, guess what? The high blood pressure and the high cholesterol settle down and go away. And we eliminate the cause of the problem. The cause of the problem is not a lack of statins or antihypertensive patent medications. The cause of the problem is that overly high insulin signal, and I won't go into here what causes that, but it's partially a genetic problem and partially a toxin problem, but that problem can be eliminated. That's what Tomic Clinic physicians do, work to find the cause of whatever the health problem may be and correct it. Duh, what a concept. Using nature's substances and nature's energies. The cause of health problems is never, ever, 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 I guarantee this, 100%. If anybody can prove me wrong, hey, I'll even pay them. The cause of health problems is never, ever, ever a lack of patent medicines. Since 1975, Tomic Clinic physicians have been using a test that can very accurately, I did say accurately, predict that an individual will have type 2 diabetes, and it can predict it as much as 20 years in advance. Heck, we've even found abnormal ones in teenagers who probably won't get that type 2 diabetes, that is, if they don't pay attention, until they're in their 40s or 50s. From what you've just heard, you might guess it's a test of how the insulin signal responds to a sugar challenge. Yup. If the insulin signal is overly active and not corrected, oh well, we're on the road to type 2 diabetes. Now, we didn't make this test up. You can read many more details about this test in the book called, quote, The Diabetes Epidemic and You by Dr. Joseph Kraft. That's Kraft. Available from the Tomic Clinic Dispensary and from many, many online sources. The Diabetes Epidemic and You. Dr. Kraft was a clinical pathologist who supervised doing in his laboratory over 15,000 of these tests. It was in Chicago. Anyway, no matter what your age, if you want to know for sure if you are or are not on the road to type 2 diabetes with all its extra risk of Alzheimer's disease, kidney failure, heart attack, stroke, and visual problems, if you want to know whether you're on that road. Dr. Kraft's test can find extra risk for type 2 diabetes in teenagers and even children, like I mentioned. If you want to know if you're on that road, check with a Tahoma Clinic physician. Type 2 diabetes can be detected years in advance and prevented years in advance. One other thing that a high insulin signal does to men, listen up, guys. That high insulin signal drains away testosterone. Yup. By helping it turn into too much estrogen. It stimulates an enzyme that turns testosterone into estrogen. It overstimulates it, I should say. Yes, and approximately 1 in 3 men with low and low normal levels of testosterone, the cause, and remember, correcting the cause is always best, is at least partially and often mostly due to that pesky, but entirely reversible, high insulin signal. This too much testosterone turning into estrogen problem often starts in a man's late 30s, 1 to 3 decades before his blood sugar itself finally rises and identifies himself as now diabetic. Hey guys, listening today, if your testosterone has been found to be low, but you don't have type 2 diabetes, was it ever explained to you that you have a 1 in 3 chance of having type 2 diabetes in your future? I didn't say 100%, I said 1 in 3. But that's not good. Were you tested for this chance? Especially, were you tested if other family members have or have had type 2 diabetes? Why not? A lot of men's clinics out there, they don't run this test. Why not? Or, as more often happens, were you just automatically knee-jerk given the patent medicine Arimidex, which is also called anastrozole, and told, oh, well, this will make sure your testosterone doesn't go to estrogen too much. Yeah, that's true. But what the blink does it do to prevent type 2 diabetes? Nothing. What does it do to treat the cause? Nothing. Taking this patent medicine only blocks the testosterone to estrogen transformation, but does nothing at all to prevent type 2 diabetes, if that's in your future. Guys, if your testosterone has been found to be low, you got a 1 in 3 chance of type 2 diabetes in your future. Don't just accept that Arimidex and anastrozole prescription with your testosterone prescription from the men's clinic. Now, there are two body signs that risk of type 2 diabetes is high. If you got these signs, you got high risk. If you don't got them, it doesn't mean you're not at risk. But here's the two body signs. 4 research reports, including one based on statistics from the National Health and Health Examination Survey, tell us that if you have even a little bit of osteoarthritis, you have an approximately 80% chance of metabolic syndrome, which is the last step before type 2 diabetes. Yes, osteoarthritis and type 2 diabetes, closely linked. Not 100%, but closely linked. And other research shows this: if you have those little skin tags of skin under your arms, in the groin, on the back, little tags of skin, well, yeah, you can get them removed and they won't be there anymore, but the fact that they showed up says you have that 80% chance of developing type 2 diabetes in life, later in life. No kidding! Osteoarthritis and skin tags. If you got those, please consider seeing a Tahoma Clinic physician. That osteoarthritis can be totally stopped. And guess what? You never need to have type 2 diabetes either. Type 2 diabetes is indeed reversible, and if you have it, Tahoma Clinic physicians can help you reverse it. But why not prevent it? Much less wear and tear on your body that way, and a significant chance to stay healthy while living longer. Check with a Tahoma physician. Have the Kraft prediabetes test done. Oh, by the way, if you want to read about this test, you can read about it, of course, in Dr. Kraft's book, The Diabetes Epidemic in You, but you can also read a brief version online at all the W's and Meridian Valley Lab, meridianvalleylab.com. And yep, I'm medical director there. Asked him to put this online. You can read a brief description of the Kraft prediabetes test. If the Kraft prediabetes test is positive and you prevent diabetes from catching up with you, you can take a big step towards a much healthier and a probably longer lifetime.